The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and checking us out this week. We are back with more Void Saga action for your amusement and your pleasure, and maybe a few tears being shed. But now let's go to our favorite GM.
Wait, Samantha. Our favorite GM is here?
I mean, Samantha's here.
Oh, same joke, and we're both terrible.
Let's go over to Rodrigo. Rodrigo, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Awesome. Would you like to take us on an adventure?
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
It's adventure time.
Put down a check mark for both of us.
Oh, no, that's okay. You know what's coming.
That's true, we do.
So,
on Critical...
He's really trying to beat that delay.
So, the Astral Sea, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's vast.
Vast.
We got launched into it by a goblin catapult. Yes.
Lots of stars in the sky.
Lots of stars in the sea.
Yeah. Reflected in the sea as well. And a... you know that thing in anime where you're just like looking at the sky and you see like a glimmer?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you see a glimmer and it's a ship that's like coming down at towards the towards the somewhat elastic medium of the Astral Sea, pretty hard and fast. Yep. The ship hits it and just skips like a rock, gets airborne again, hits again, then again, then a couple more times, and then finally slows down to a coast.
Open up my cabin door. Everybody okay?
That was so terrible.
I actually rather enjoyed it.
You're insane.
I've never actually been tested, but do we know where we are?
I look out a porthole.
You're on the Astral Sea.
We are on the Astral Sea.
Is Snapstab still in eyesight or no?
If you go up on the deck, you can kind of see it in the distance. You got launched very far because you essentially had to clear the blockade.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't have done you any good to land on it.
Sakaar will go up on deck.
I think we all will. Yes, I'm guessing everything has been thrown into disarray.
Disarray, the other way.
Everything below deck is, you know, your rooms are upside down. I mean, not the rooms themselves, but yeah, like...
Everything's been tossed.
Yeah, everything's been tossed. I really hope that none of you decided to hang out in the armory while this was happening.
Oh, no, I think we all went into our rooms.
I was polishing all my knives.
Yeah.
I was setting up my dominoes right next to the good china.
So, yeah, Randus was sorting his broken glass from his explosives. yes, when you guys can go on deck and you can see that you guys basically pulled up I know there's a name for it, but you guys basically like collapsed the sail so that it wouldn't slow you down as you were flying. And the goblins attached something to the rudder so that it wouldn't, you know, shatter into 1,000 pieces when the boat hit,
which is
now in the process of essentially burning away after it came into contact with the Astral Sea. They basically bound it with like rope, like very thick rope. But once it made contact with the Astral Sea, it started like disintegrating. So now it's almost all gone.
So we need to rehang the spinnaker and deflag the mizzen mast and such.
Yep.
So do we have any idea what time it is for us?
It's probably a little past midnight at this point.
All right, so we'll get the ship back underway.
Yes.
Who has maps to where we're going next? Or did we decide we wanted to go and find the Bright Armada?
I don't know that we decided.
We didn't really have a plan. I guess the Bright Armada is the next best thing. The whole pillar thing is, I guess, done now.
That is true. So do we go hunting for Asmodeus?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I would really like to find the Bright Armada before we do that and get a better assessment of where things are at. I do agree with Magubliet. We are going to find his next plan.
Or it's going to find us.
Yeah.
I actually agree. I think that with the immediate need out of the way, trying to find or connect with whatever resistances there are will probably benefit them and us equally.
Yeah, and if Magubliet, he did say that it's best not to try to win against Asmodeus, just make it not worth his while, and if we just go around helping resistances, it might be steps towards that goal.
I did spy what I believe to be the Bright Armada. I could attempt to do a scrying spell on them and see if we can find out where they are, or I don't think we can communicate with them because I'm going to guess that sending rituals still probably don't work.
Yeah, probably not.
I assume so.
We haven't done anything else that would make that seem like it would change.
I mean, we did take down that fourth pillar. Well, Dalin took down the fourth pillar.
I mean, I guess you or Randus could try if you are just willing to stop as soon as it gets bad so you don't hurt yourselves.
It might be worth it.
But beyond that, I'd say, yeah, scrying and trying to figure if we can glean anything from their location and try to rendezvous with them would be helpful.
Now, Rodrigo, the Ward the True Name does allow me to know who... Let me read this again. It said something about, I know who the person's name is and I know enough about them. You gain the ability to identify the ritual caster well enough to scry upon him or her in turn.
Right.
So I knew enough about the person, what they look like, etc.
Right.
But do I know that person's name?
I don't think so.
Okay. So I can scry on them if you want me to attempt that, but it's going to take a lot of our resources to make happen.
Well, I guess maybe try with the scrying first, since that's cheaper, and then go from there and do the scrying thing.
Yeah, the scrying is the one that I'm talking about. It's 21,000 gold pieces.
Right. Sorry, I meant to try to start with sending and then move to scrying.
Oh, okay. But I don't know the person's name. So does far sending work if we don't know their name?
That's fair. Well, we could try with but we don't have to be the person that you scried on previously. You could try with Zarza.
Could, if she's still alive, sure. Do you have far sending, Randus? Brian?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so do I.
Trying to see how would be the best way to make sure we don't kill ourselves trying.
What did we do last time?
I'm critical hit.
I think just kind of stopped before it got too bad.
Okay, let's try that.
All right, what would we want to say?
Zarza, it's us. How you doing? Want to meet up? Us.
Oh, boy. I mean, I'd probably like to make that a little more tactful or elegant. Maybe something but I think that's actually totally reasonable considering there's some possibility that it could be intercepted. We don't really know how this sending technology is.
Right. And
working.
Also keep in mind, whoever's holding the starfish, that's who is being spied upon at any given time by a dozen plus entities.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes sense. Go for it.
So just that?
Might as well try it and see.
Okay.
Start into your trance and...
I will start doing that.
I'll observe and notice if there's anything weird that goes on to try to break him out of the spell.
Okay. So what do you do to start casting the ritual?
Well, you got to spend a little bit of components, not very much, only 800. And then you got to take about 10 minutes to put this thing in place.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Make me a little magical circle with the Bunsen burners and whatnot and focus crystals and scribe the message and get ready to burn it to send.
All right. So Randus gets all that together and starts to concentrate. And you guys hear his crystals start to kind of buzz. And you start hearing this whirring sound and then like kind of a grinding sound.
Mm.
And then kind of some like sparks coming out of Randus's neck.
Oh, I grab Randus and
okay.
Pull him out of the circle.
Okay, you pull him out and yeah, there's just like smoke coming out of him.
Did it work there, Randus?
No, I don't think so.
Hmm. Okay, so yes, sending doesn't work.
Yeah, you got hurt pretty bad. Why don't you give me three healing surges there?
All right. I think I better go make sure there's not any major ruptures here. The energies could be a bit hazardous.
Okay, well, thanks for trying.
That seemed worse than before.
Was it? I don't know.
I don't either.
Oh, because the only people that tried sending before were the acolytes, right?
They didn't catch fire.
Well, they're also not Randus.
True.
All right. So I'm going to go below decks. I'm going to clean up the laboratory a little bit. Going to clear off that space that I was casting from before. Going to draw some lines around, you know, a circle in the chalk with all of the symbols. I'm going to sit in the middle of the circle. I'm going to pull out my orb.
Okay.
Gaze into it. And I'm going to scry on the person with the Maloran symbol on his tunic or shirt or whatever that he was wearing.
Okay.
Concentrate really hard to see where he is at.
All right. Is there a roll that goes with that?
Let's look here. I'm pretty sure that this one does not have a... Let's see. Oh, this is
should
observe creature.
Should I mark off 21,000 gold versus residuum?
Yes. Let's
yeah,
see.
Yeah, but the residuum for the sending spell was not spent.
That was only 800
gold. Oh, okay.
Oh, it was okay. Not? Oh, okay, good. No. So this is a scroll, so it only lasts a half hour. I create a magic sensor adjacent to the creature that, and you can see and hear as if you're standing in that square where the sensor is located. You must describe your intended subject with sufficient clarity that the ritual unambiguously knows which creature you're talking about. This creature can show you a creature anywhere. No, it doesn't have... Oh, wait, hold on. There is a roll. Let me do an Arcana check to see how long the sensor lasts. So this one will last five rounds.
Okay.
So you can hear through the sensor as well as see, and you have dark vision through it. Use perception skill to determine whether you hear quiet sounds or notice unobtrusive things while observing an area through the sensor.
Okay.
So let me do a perception check.
Sure.
21.
Okay.
And so the orb begins to glow, and I'm looking through it.
Okay. As you look through the orb, you become engrossed in the energies that emanate from it, and suddenly you see sort of the back of that elf that you had spotted before.
Mm-hmm.
He is standing pretty close to the very front of his ship, and he is in the middle. The ship is in the middle of a huge and terrible storm.
Just
lightning bolts, wind, the worst storm imaginable, just pounding rain, lightning, you know, it's like all moving laterally because the wind is so strong. But as you look at him, it appears that actually everything on the deck of the ship is not getting wet or subject to the wind. It's all just happening like immediately outside of the ship.
Ah, okay. Like they're in a protective field. Mm-hmm. So beyond the storms, do I see like behind us, behind them,
In the behind sky? Them, there is storm.
Oh, storm all the way around.
Yep.
Mm. Okay. And am I observing any other people? Is anybody rushing up to him and saluting and saying his name or anything like that?
Nope.
Any other people on deck?
I mean, there are other elven sailors just kind of doing their thing on the ship.
Okay. Can I look out? Do I see any other ships?
No, you do not see anything but storm when you look out.
Hmm. I wonder, does this look like Feywild storms? Or does this look like Astral Sea storms?
It doesn't look like Astral Sea storms because the Astral Sea storms are reportedly made out of like energy. So it would be like basically a bunch of like horrifying comets coming down and destroying everything. This looks like an actual storm that you could observe in the natural world if you were unlucky enough to get caught in a storm like this.
Hmm. Okay.
He again doesn't move, doesn't flinch from the storm, although you do see some of the other sailors flinch when a lightning bolt appears to be particularly close, or thunder, which is incredibly loud, but maybe a particularly close sounding thunderclap. And then the storm suddenly clears, and you see up ahead a huge island, forested and lush, and you can see cresting above the treetops some structures, which at first you don't recognize, but when you look at them, they appear to be enormous, like, I don't know, 10, 15 story tall, like spiral type conch shells just coming out of the jungles. And then farther beyond, there appears to be essentially what you see from your vantage, an enormous, like truly enormous, like city-sized clamshell sitting atop a plateau that rises above the jungle. And that's about where your scrying cuts out.
Okay, so I'm guessing that I'm seeing the island of Melora.
That would be a good guess.
Okay. And did I get anything from that entire experience of where the island might be?
Not really. It really wasn't easy to look at the stars, but Melora's Island, like all the other holy cities, are some of the brightest stars around, so you could potentially try to find it.
Okay.
That way. You guys actually, like, if you look up into the sky, the pillars are gone, the sky is clear, the stars are bright.
Okay.
Like, you can basically sail to anywhere by the stars that, you know, you couldn't necessarily see before.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I'll gather up my senses, and mm-hmm. I'll go up to the deck where Sakaar is probably still at the helm.
Okay.
Or putting up the mizzenmast, presuming on how long that took.
Yeah, a couple minutes.
Nah, you guys are good. It didn't take that long.
Yeah, you're fast.
Sakaar is at the helm.
Okay, so I did the scrying, and I look around. Is Little Sparkle around?
Yes.
Sure.
I don't want to say anything right now, because people are watching you, specifically because you have the starfish. So I'm afraid that anything I might say, everyone else might hear. And I'm not sure that this is information that we should let everyone in the world know. So
fair enough.
Either if you want to be part of this, we need to put the starfish somewhere to where it's not being observed. Or I think we talked about this before. I think I have a... I don't, but I can probably learn it. Ritual that will block an area, but that's going to take a while to learn.
So we have a ritual that would allow us to have a psionic bond and speak it directly into each other's brains.
That might work. What do you think? Oh, is Randus back yet?
No, Randus is fixing his body.
Oh, okay.
It's a good question.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
I'm looking to telepathic bond. I can do that.
How much does that cost?
1,000. 1,100.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how the scrying works. So it's like possible. We don't know considering how much many different methods of scrying you saw, it's possible that there are some methods of scrying that would like because of all the ship allowed them to, you know, move a scrying sensor around the whole ship. But telepathic, I don't really know much about magic, but that seems less likely than if I just like put the starfish in a drawer. So
right.
why don't we link up?
I can link us up. So I'll just go down in front of the, you know, in front of the main deck there, you know, go down onto the lower part so that my back is up against the wall, and I'll draw another circle and I'll sit there and I will cast the telepathic bond. And so let me roll that.
Okay. How much is that?
1,100.
Okay.
That's a 33, which means telepathic bond will last 3 hours. And so I will,
and that's 1,100.
Yep. 1,100 total gold pieces. Yeah.
Deducting.
So this will include everybody on the ship except maybe, Drumstick.
I mean, it won't include Randus if Randus isn't present.
Let's see. Let's see if it says they have to be present, you know, like,
they have to be present for the ritual. Okay. Yes.
All right, so it would have to be everybody but Drumstick
like
and
this.
And
this circle will include everyone in the ship and also Zarza. Zarza, where are you?
why don't we wait until Randus is prepared then, and so we could talk to him about it?
Okay.
I don't want to leave him out.
Okay.
Well, it takes a while, but eventually Randus is functional again.
Okay. Oh, Randus. I'm going to set up a thing for us all to communicate, so if you'd all gather around here.
Okay.
Then I'll stare off into the distance and my eyes will roll back into their head. So all that you can see is the whites of, no, wait, the blues, the greens of Orm's eyes. As they start to glow just a little bit. And a few moments later, boom, we can all hear each other's thoughts. Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to guess, Randus, that the information I want to share, we don't want anyone who might be scrying on us to know. So this is a whole scene where people are just looking at each other and just kind of nodding. You know, it's a whole silent scene and the whole echoey voice.
Yeah.
Because voices are mental.
Yes. And so I did a scrying on the group, and it looks like they have made their way to Melora's Island. Mm. So if we wanted to go there, I would say casually maybe break out the maps or... You know, we could look up into the sky and look at the brightest stars and figure out where Melora's Island might be. From that, she is would have a very bright island, I would imagine. This would probably also be something that it's going to be surrounded by a lot of storms. Now, the storms in my vision did not look like they were astral sea storms. So that might be an indicator of where we might go. And I don't know, Rodrigo, if you're talking about like if this a true... astronomy type, if this would be something that would be like a nebula or something that you might be looking at in order to find her island. But we need to look for a really bright island and make our way there. And if it's stormy, then that is probably the one that we want. I didn't get the person's name. They were going through the middle of a storm to the island that looked like they had safe passage. I don't know if our thoughts are being projected to the ship and it's going to take us there, or if there's something else, I don't want to communicate loudly where we want to go. It doesn't seem, Sakaar, like that's how this ship works, right? It's more of a mental thought or an intent.
An intention?
Yeah, an intention to go there, if that will do anything. But I think we need to see, and I don't know if you have any star charts, Sakaar, to find out maybe where Melora's Island might be at.
Well, we do have some charts. In my experience, we are piloting the ship. We are at the helm. Sometimes the way that it gets to a place is different, but we've never tried just thinking happy thoughts at it. To my knowledge.
Well, we know where, Kun Kune is a major island. I've seen it on the maps before. I'm pretty sure it's there.
Okay.
We'd had heard reports of storms surrounding it, and the fact that it doesn't seem to be bothering them makes it more likely that it's Melora's doing. It was not really clear if it was Melora's doing or if it was some trap by Asmodeus to keep everyone stuck there.
Ah, okay. I'm curious, though, this storm, it looked like it wasn't affecting their ship at all. I don't know if it's probably nature magic or something. Well, and that's why I'm wondering if it's if they have a protection spell on them or if this is something we're going to have to endure a passage through a storm.
Yeah, hard to say.
We are.
Okay, well, then maybe we don't need to clean up if the waters are going to get rough.
Okay.
I guess we're connected for now. So I guess Sakaar, and again, this is all for visually, everybody's just looking at each other and nodding and a blink and a nod and a blink and a nod. I guess maybe start pointing us to, what's the name of the island? What's Melora's island called, Little Sparkle?
Kunkunay?
Kunkunay, yes.
Or Kunkunay, I'm not sure how it's pronounced.
Okay, well, I think start pointing us in that direction, and if the ship is listening, the faster we could get there, the better. That would be great, I guess. People are still looking for this starfish, so I don't know what happens when we travel through the Feywild, if that screws everybody up for a while or not.
Yeah, hard to say.
Any other thoughts? I mean, this is what we want to do, right? We're not going to show up and suddenly be jumped by the Bright Armada and killed and left for dead.
It's possible we will, but in hopefully a way that we can, talk about the misunderstanding and persuade them that we're on the same side as opposed to them actually killing us.
It might be worth talking to Ghost Ninja. What's his name?
Salath.
Salath. Yes, it might be worth talking to Salath.
All right, I'll check in with him.
Okay.
Well, is there anything
on the
maps?
Actually, why don't you check in with... She'll, hand over his fetter and be like, why don't you check in with him, considering I won't be able to telepathically communicate with him, and if it is possible that by having the starfish makes me... conversations I'm having more likely to be eavesdropped on, better to get the information from him without me there.
Okay. And again, this silent handing of the knife and nods back and forth, all nods. In close up.
Nods, nods.
Yep, nods, nods, nods. Sakaar's looking at a map, starting to turn the ship around.
Is there any indication on the map where we might be going, based on what we know and what I know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to Kunkunay, there it is on the map. There's the charts. There's, the astral path of that city. And you look up in the sky, and there's its star. So, yeah, you can... Perfect. If you were in a regular ship, you'd be there in less than a month.
Hopefully, since we're not in a regular ship, we'll be there in less than a month.
Yeah.
He said, not saying out loud.
Well, correct. That would have been out of character.
All right. I will take the fetter and I will go as far away from Little Sparkle as I can.
Okay.
And I will lock
it. He's on the other side of the deck.
Well, I mean, the ship has length, so she could be at one end and I can be at the other end.
Okay.
And hope that people won't be able to see us. Salath?
Hello, Orym.
Oh, hi. It's me, Orym.
Yes, I know.
You've gone through a lot of change. They've kind of filled me in a little bit. Sorry about that. We are trying to go to Melora's Island.
I
didn't know if you knew anything about the Bright Armada and what we might encounter there.
You're going to Melora's Island and you're concerned about the Bright Armada?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I don't know if, what their reaction is going to be to us.
I mean, what makes you think that the Bright Armada is in Melora's Island?
Oh, I was just scrying on someone who was spying on us, so kind of a reverse scry. And there was someone who was wearing a symbol of Melora on their body. And then as I continued to watch, that looked like they approached and were making landfall on Melora's Island.
I see. So someone...
And they also apparently have a very large bounty on the starfish.
So you spied on someone who was scrying on you.
Well, scrying on where the starfish was.
Okay. Scrying on the starfish.
Yes. And there were, by the way, a lot of people doing that.
You saw someone wearing Melora's symbol.
Yes.
And now you believe that person to be back in Kunkunay.
Yes.
What makes you think that's the Bright Armada and not just Melora's priests?
You know, I really don't. I don't know. Do you know where the Bright Armada might be located, or do you know where Sarsa might be?
So this is something that I tell my kids a lot. First, before you come to me with anything, you have to sort out your thoughts. The Bright Armada, Melora's hand in this, Zarza, they're not all going to be in the same place. These are not the same thing, right?
I mean, perhaps. I mean, I don't really
know
anything.
What would you like to talk about out of those three?
I think I would like to know more about the Bright Armada beyond that they have a large contract out and they appear to be the largest part of the resistance or largest faction leading a resistance against Asmodeus. And
right.
What their intent is when someone brings this starfish to them. Are they going to attack us and kill us and look at us as a failed our initial quest?
Whether you're a failure or not doesn't factor into this, Orym. Do you see what I'm saying? Just parse down the information. What do you want to know? Ask me a question.
Are we going to be welcomed when we get to Melora's Island?
If you can make it through that storm, you will most likely be welcome there.
Is that a real storm, or is that an illusion?
That is quite a real storm.
Is there anything that we? So I saw this other ship go through, and it looked like they had some kind of protection.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything we can do to protect ourselves going through that storm?
If that was Melora's ship, then it's very likely that that storm is Melora's doing. Which means that ship was likely blessed by Melora herself.
Is there any way that this ship, with its ability to pass through the Feywild, might be able to pass through that storm and just bypass it?
I do not know the capabilities of this ship.
Okay. Do you know where Sarsa is at?
I do not know where Sarsa is.
Do you believe that she would be with the Maloran on the island?
I have no reason to believe that she would be, but I do not have eyes within Kunkune.
Okay. And you've not seen any of your children, has not spotted Sarsa anywhere else?
If they had, I would tell you.
Okay. And then I mentally, telepathically share this information with everyone else. Any other questions that you might have for Salath?
Well, I mean, the reason why we think that they're with the Bright Armada is that you originally see that guy who was scrying on you on a boat with like flags and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hopefully is true. I don't know. Either way, I mean, we might Melora.
What are you
was...
doing, Orym?
I'm mentally communicating with the others.
Okay. So what is your plan now?
Right now, I think we're going to sail to Melora's Island and see if that is really where the Bright Armada is at and if that's who that is and if they're willing to lend assistance so that we can hopefully take this fight to Asmodeus or at least wreck this place enough to where he doesn't care anymore.
The last intel that I have about where the Bright Armada is is the Sea of Serpents.
The Sea of Serpents. Okay.
Yes. That is not where Kunkune, that's nowhere near where Kunkune is at this time of year.
So I share that. Do we want to continue to Melora's Island, or do we want to go to the Sea of Serpents?
Why don't we go to the Sea of Serpents? Considering that we don't know how to get through that storm, and maybe if that priest was with the Bright Armada and is now in Melora's island, we might be able to get from someone from the Bright Armada how to get through the storm.
Ah, okay.
I think the point that Salath was making is that we are conflating the Bright Armada and Melora's forces, and that they may not be the same.
Yes.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. If we had to make a priority, I would say make the priority the Bright Armada, because I'd like them to stop sending mercenaries at me. And they're also against Asmodeus, and we're a ship, they're a ship. Maybe we could join up.
Based on the charts that we have, do I have an idea of where the Sea of Serpents is located?
The Sea of Serpents is a huge geographical area. It's like a quarter of the Astral Sea that is not out into the far brights.
So they're active somewhere within that quadrant.
Right.
Okay. So it's not really a single location that we'd be looking for.
Right.
I mean, the other option is that I continue to work on Ward the True Name and look at all the other people's watching us until I find and even see if the Bright Armada is looking at us, but that seems like not quite a needle in the haystack, but that is very
what are you guys
expensive.
Talking about now?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're debating whether, you know, I have the ability to look at everybody who is scrying on me. There's quite a number.
Do you know? You know for a fact that that someone within the Bright Armada can scry on you.
That's what we have. I'm sorry. Has that been insinuated from Magubliet? That
no, we got that from your previous reverse scrying, and we were pretty sure that one of those things was at the Bright Armada because we saw sails and
we are assuming. And
what's happening now?
Well, we're just assuming that that is the case, that one of the groups is scrying on us only because Bright Armada has a very large bounty out on this starfish. And any time that we pause for even a brief moment, it seems like we're being attacked by somebody who wants this starfish.
If the Bright Armada had a means to find the starfish, seeing as how they are one of the largest military organizations that have arisen within the past year, do you think they would put a bounty out on it rather than going to find it themselves?
I don't know. I mean, if they're trying to hide themselves,
don't have those capabilities and instead are putting out a bounty to get supernatural trackers or essentially arcane cell swords to find this for them because they can't find it themselves.
Well, I don't know. I would assume that they don't want to be found by Asmodeus, so they're going through a third party.
But do you see what I'm getting at?
Mm-hmm.
You are making a large assumption here in that any of the people that you were able to ascertain were scrying on you are even associated with the Bright Armada.
True.
Everybody at this point knows about the starfish. It's possible that Melora is interested in the starfish.
I mean, it could be.
That is possible.
Why wouldn't Melora just send out some powerful rangers to track you down?
Share this with everyone. I don't know.
Given the size of the area and the vagueness of the descriptions of the Bright Armada, I'm thinking it might be worth a visit to Kun Kune. If only to get the lay of that particular lack of land, if you will.
Sakaar is still thinking we should go to Kun Kune.
Well, if you go to Kun Kune, you will be pretty far from where the Bright Armada was last spotted.
Mm-hmm.
You will also have to deal with that storm.
Yeah.
Whether you can deal with it or not remains to be seen. And assuming that you can, you will then have to deal with whatever's going on in Kun Kune.
Yeah. I mean, is there any other suggestions that you might have for us?
Well, there are multiple places within the Sea of Serpents that you can try. Maybe gather more information, see if other people have seen them there.
Okay. It's a lot of things that we should go to the Sea of Serpents and poke around.
That seems somewhat reasonable.
And there's a lot of islands in the... What are some of the main city ports in the Sea of Serpents?
Well, there's Lionfang Island. There's also a large port that separated itself from its island some time ago. It's just kind of a free-floating platform. It serves as kind of a free port of sorts. You could try there as well.
And do you have any of your children on any of these places?
I do have someone in Lionfang Island and at the Freeport.
Okay. Are they experiencing any major problems there? Any large Asmodean armies or Gith pirates or anything like that in these places?
No, not so far.
Okay.
Not as of the last report. The biggest issue with Lionfang Island is that this ship had been spotted there before.
Our ship? This ship?
Yes.
Ah. Oh, and then I said, and I communicate to everybody, have you guys been to Lionfang Island?
Yeah, that's where they picked me up, and that's where we picked up the starfish, too, actually. There was a whole bunch of, bunch of mercenaries there that thought that they were after it.
Why?
Well,
I mean, why?
Why did they think it was there?
Because that's where they I mean, because it was there, because this guy who said he killed Ket and took it off of him was there.
Do your children know how everyone knew that the starfish was there?
No. This is also just a large... Lianfeng Island is essentially a mercenary port. So I'm sure that probably the majority of the ones that were there weren't actively tracking the starfish. They just heard that you guys were there.
Okay. All right. So, you know, I know it hasn't been that long since we took down that fourth pillar, but have you heard from any of your children since then? And is there any changes that are taking place besides the skies being clear?
It really hasn't been that long.
Okay.
I'm still due for some reports.
Okay. Magubli had said that one of the best ways to get Asmodeus to not be interested in stuff anymore is to not make it worth his while.
All right.
To be interested in conquering the Astral Sea or supposedly, you know, all the other planes of existence that he wants to take out. Have you any idea how to dissuade him from...
No, if I knew that, I suspect our mission would be a lot easier.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of, you know, if there's another bright, shiny object that we might be able to dangle in front of him that might turn his gaze away from all of this.
If you could find an object shinier than the world, would you hand it to him?
It depends, right? It's a good philosophical question, but it really depends on what the bright shiny object is. You know, if it's a dead world or a dead reality, and he's still interested in that because he can lord over everything there. So what? Okay, all right. And so, what do we know about Freeport besides that it's a big floating port? Is it also full of mercenaries?
It's likely full of mercenaries, just because of where it is. But ships need supplies. And large collections of ships need more supplies. If you want to find a ship, you go to the likely places where it would dock. And if you like to want to find a lot of ships, then you try to find places where large amounts of those ships would dock.
Okay. So another question. Everyone has said that this starfish was taken away from Ket and that Ket was apparently killed. Have any of your children heard reports of a gambler fitting Ket's description?
No, I have. I had, in essence, put out bulletins for each of you. And nothing had really come back except for some talk from the Toad's Boardwalk, but we were never able to actually match that description.
What is going on in the Toad's Boardwalk right now with Gamma?
The Toad's Boardwalk is, in essence, it's for all intents and purposes, neutral ground. You are as likely to find any number of Asmodeans as people from any other island. And Gamma has enforced a no-conflict zone as much as he can.
Okay. I'm sure we're still in trouble there, so probably not a place to think about. All right. Any other advice?
Yes.
Okay.
Separate things. That makes them easier to deal with.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
I'm here if you need anything.
Well, thank you. And if you have any news, do we have to contact you? I don't know how this works. Sorry. Do we have to contact you, or can you contact us?
I can manifest near the dagger, but it's easier if you call me.
Okay. All right. We'll check in 12 hours.
Very well.
Thank you.
He disappears.
Ooh, neat. All right. Everybody kind of got the gist of what he was talking about. It looks like we're going to Freeport.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing if we can find any clues to the whereabouts of the Bright Armada. Does that sound like a plan?
It's the start of a plan.
He did say that we should not try to conflate everything together and break them down into their individual parts to make it easier to solve our problem.
Agreed.
That makes sense.
We have jumped to several conclusions.
So, and again, we're all mentally communicating. We're sure that we want to find the Bright Armada. That's our first approach, right?
We definitely need more information in our allies if we're actually going to take on Asmodeus, and so if nothing else, it's possible, like, going to places where they've last been seen, we could learn about their activities. We can learn about who's hunting them. They're probably our best bet. The us alone aren't going to be able to take down the Armada or take down Asmodeus. We don't know enough. We don't have enough.
Okay. And then by this time, I've walked back up on deck and I telepathically communicate to everybody there. Just follow my lead. And then I speak out loud. So we're all agreed then. We're going to Kukanai.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's wisest course of action.
Hopefully, Melora will let us through her great storm and we don't run into any problems before we get there. And then I give a little wink to Sakaar so he can turn around and head off to the...
You want to give me a bluff check?
Sure, for what it's worth. Bluff, bluff, bluff. Oh, a 33, a 19. Ooh, that's pretty good.
Oh, that is pretty good.
I don't know if that's high enough, though, because my bluff is only 14, so.
That's not bad.
Not terrible.
Yeah. It's probably not nearly as bad as you roleplayed it.
Yeah.
Like, Orym actually stifles a lot of the winking and nodding he wants to do.
Yeah, he has to hold he has to hold one hand over his eye so he doesn't keep winking at Sakaar.
A telepathic voice in his head goes, "Won't they see us if they're scrying on us?"
Yeah, but in the meantime, they're going to be thinking we're going the other way. So just nonchalantly point us to the Sea of Serpents in Freeport.
I recall.
Yeah, boat casually, my friends, and we shall see what happens. In the meantime, Randus, we need to figure out a way that we can dampen the signal of the starfish.
Okay. Try.
All right, so Sakaar's sailing towards the Sea of Serpents?
Shh! Secret.
Yeah.
Okay, he's secretly sailing towards the Sea of Serpents. Is that correct?
He is secretly sailing for the Sea of Serpents. Certainly. Okay. Sakaar is sailing to the Sea of Serpents.
Okay. As Sakaar gets the boat in the right heading, he hears a voice behind him. Where are we going?
It's that voice?
Yep.
Ah, good. It's not something that I'm going to draw a sword on. We're going that way.
Why?
We have a plan.
Oh. What's the plan?
To go that way.
What's that way?
Things.
What kind of things?
Large things.
Oh, large things.
Don't you have a thing with your ion stone that you can see people's intent, or do you not even have that anymore?
No.
I thought you had a thing where, remember you were looking, you remember a long time ago you had a thing that you could look through and see?
I thought that was a thing that Orym had.
Was it?
Well, if nobody remembers, it doesn't exist, just like that one time.
Well, if I had it, then it most certainly doesn't exist. I thought your ion stone lets you see people's true nature or something.
No.
Okay.
Not like that.
Do we have anything that let us see people's true nature?
Insight checks.
Yes.
We had a ritual.
Has anybody done that on Drumstick?
No.
I say telepathically. I mean, we've been burned before by magical creatures. Do we now enter the paranoia stage of our adventure?
I mean, I guess we could try. I don't really know.
Happiness
is
mandatory.
I mean, Orym's back.
I mean, I am back. I can certainly perform a perception check.
I'm not entirely sure that it would work. I roll a perception check to percept on Drumstick.
Okay. Give me a perception check.
All right. I'm percepting a check. No, 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 no. Oh, that's a terrible roll. However,
wouldn't
I have
an
updated
insight check.
Shh, I'm better at perception.
Not with that roll.
Don't you get to roll
you spotted
perception
it.
Twice?
I do get to double roll, and not only that, that's actually not up to date. My macro is out of date. So, with your permission.
Yeah.
I think should
roll.
Just
roll one other die with the proper thing, and if it's lower than a 5, then we'll go with the 5.
But what if it's higher than a 5?
If it's higher than a 5, then we'll go with that.
All right. Yeah. It's not higher than a 5.
Wow. Okay. Well, a Drumstick appears to be about 3 feet from snout to tail. Furry. Silvery. Like a silvery gray. One of her eyes is dark, like a brown, and one of her eyes is like a silvery white kind of color. She can talk and appears to be more intelligent than a normal fox.
Nice perception check.
Yep,
she's helped us in the past. That's a history check.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, Drumstick.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
What you doing?
Oh, we're just setting sail to our new destination. And I start scratching her behind her ears. Is that okay to do that?
I guess.
Yeah. Hey, did you ever get to meet Ket? Probably not, huh?
No.
Have you heard about Ket?
I heard that he's one of your friends.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah.
But you also know that he had a imp that was spying on us the entire time.
Spy imp?
Yeah, spy imp. I don't
know.
Why
do you have an imp?
I don't know. Apparently those things are bad. Who knew?
Yeah, those things are evil.
Yeah, who knew? I didn't know. I didn't take that course in.
Oh, well, someone should have told you.
I know, right? I think we even asked Ket, and he said he didn't think so.
What else do you want to know?
I mean...
Devils are evil.
Yes.
Demons are evil.
Yes, we know that now. What about, you know, I've been gone for a while. And have you been in the Feywild? You were in the Feywild before you hooked up with the rest of these guys?
Yeah, we've been in the Feywild lots of times.
Well, I mean, you were there for extended periods of time. So these are little short jaunts.
I'm from the Feywild.
Yeah, but I mean, what's been going on there?
Oh, you know, the usual.
Mm-hmm. Any major catastrophes or any problems?
Yeah, lots of catastrophes. Lots of problems.
Oh, anything related to Asmodeus at all?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. You don't know Asmodeus,
but maybe.
Do you? You've never met him, have you?
Asmodeus?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Hmm. What's he look like?
Big and ugly. Kind of smelly.
You got to be more specific. I have met lots of people like that.
Well, just think of the evilest evil that you could ever imagine, and that is Asmodeus. He looks like a traditional devil, though, right?
He looks like a goat.
Face.
Yeah, goat face man.
Oh, I met a goat.
But a goat, but one that's an evil god.
No, I just met a goat.
Oh, okay. No one has asked you.
You get out. You get out of here now.
And I
was like, I don't want to get out. This is where I live. He's like, no, this is my patch.
I just stare and.
Yeah, she'll just play out an entire conversation between her and a goat. It's like they're kind of arguing about it, but, you know, she says that she lives there, but it's kind of like, you know, she's just like annoyed that the goat told her to get out. So now she's like, oh, well, I live here now, even though she doesn't actually want to live there. So she has to wait for the goat to leave before she can leave because she doesn't want to see the goat, you know, like she doesn't want to give the goat that victory.
Yeah, I know that. I know that approach. I've been there before. I mean, not in that patch, but I know where you're coming from.
Oh, you know the goat too?
I don't know the goat, he's that terrible. Particular goat, but no one has ever asked you to keep an eye on everybody here.
Yeah.
Who?
Little Sparkle.
Oh, but I mean like somebody that's not part of this group.
Well, she wasn't part of the group at first.
Okay, I can understand that. But I mean like somebody that's asking you to report back on a regular basis. Nice scratcher behind the ears again.
How do you report?
I don't know, you know, telepathy, magical spells, powers and innate or inherent powers that you may have.
Oh, I only know one spell.
And what's that?
It's this one.
And I just stare again.
Yeah. You see it?
It's a good trick, but I don't think I see that one.
Oh, here, I'll make it bigger.
Yeah, no. No, sorry.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure it's a great trick.
Maybe it works better in the dark.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. We'll wait until it gets dark and then try it.
Okay.
Can you tell me what the trick is so I can kind of maybe know what I'm supposed to be looking for?
Yeah, it's me when I summon the magic.
Oh, okay. Just regular magic?
Yeah, magic.
Okay, fascinating.
Mystical powers of the Feywild.
Yeah. Or I'm scratching his head and thinking to himself, it's like, this is nothing like the hedgehogs. Okay. All right. Well, very nice. We'll keep it up, and maybe later we'll try your magic and see if we can see it then. when it gets dark.
Okay. Actually make an insight check or whatever? Or?
I will make an insight check.
Okay.
16.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, now that you think about it, that goat did sound like a jerk.
I know, right?
Also, you're not necessarily sure that if Orym was sitting on a patch of grass and a goat came over and yelled at him, that you wouldn't react the exact same way.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
You actually kind of get where she's coming from. Yes. You guys actually kind of have some stuff in common.
Okay. All right. Well, this was good, Drumstick. I appreciate you taking the time to just hang out and tell me one of your fascinating stories.
Oh, no problem. Anytime you want to hear a story, just let me know.
Okay, most definitely. And, you know, if anyone approaches you and asks you to spy on the party, you let us know right away, okay?
Okay.
And if somebody already has, also let us know, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then I'll shake her paw.
Okay. She says, hey, Orym.
Yeah?
Little Sparkle asked me to keep an eye on y'all.
Great. Thank you. And I'm going to keep my eye on her.
All right. And she scampers away.
Okay. And then I just kind of stand up with this blank expression on my face and just look at everyone else and kind of shrug my shoulders and go wandering off to my cabin.
I can't imagine how that would have gone any other way.
Exactly. And I think that might be a good place to stop this week.
Okay.
A story from Drumstick. If you enjoyed that story and you'd like to hear more, then send $5 with a self-addressed stamped envelope. Anyway, I hope everyone has enjoyed that discussion this week. Maybe we have got some better clarification on what we're supposed to do next. Hopefully everyone else in the that might be scrying on us falls for our little ruse.
They
and
won't.
You don't know that.
I do know that. I've been playing this game for 1,700 years.
I rolled a pretty good bluff check. Anyway, until next time, here's hoping all of your bluff checks are critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2020 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.